Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India is proceeding cautiously in its trade negotiations with the European Union, prioritizing a balanced trade pact with the bloc. Adrija Chatterjee reports that New Delhi is not offering any concessions on agriculture and dairy. The talks aim to close the free trade pact by December. Money Control also reports today that Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal expects the first tranche of the India-US trade agreement to be finalized by November, with both sides making progress in a very good environment. Dabur CEO Mohit Malhotra spoke to Priyansh Verma today. Speaking exclusively to Money Control, he stressed that companies will definitely pass on GST cut benefits in a push for a bigger bite of the consumption pie. Apple has raised iPhone prices in India for the first time in 5 years, writes Ishan Gera. Apple's base model price has risen by 28% since 2019. But despite this increase, the price hike still trails the 36% rise in consumer inflation. The Apple Watch and AirPods have seen even slower price increases, up 14.7% and 4% respectively. Amid legislative efforts to significantly raise the cost for US firms to hire H-1B workers, Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh report that Indian IT companies have reduced their reliance on H-1B visas by 56% over the past 8 years. The top seven Indian IT firms saw approved H-1B petitions fall to 6,700 in fiscal year 2023 from 15,100 in fiscal year 2015. Meanwhile, US-based companies have emerged as the largest users of the visa program. The markets are trading rich from India to the US. Nearly 60% of Nifty 500 companies are trading at forward price to earnings multiples above their 10-year average, with the index valued at 21.92 times 1 year forward earnings, writes Ravindra Sonvane. However, the S&P 500 is the costliest, trading at 22.39 times 1 year forward earnings versus its long-term average of 18.68. India's Nifty 500 follows at 21.92 compared with 19.6, while China's CSI 300 trades at 14.33 against a 12.6 average. MSMEs will now face mandatory cyber audits and stricter reporting norms, reports Ahik Sur. Under fresh guidelines issued by the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, MSMEs are required to report such incidents within 6 hours, conduct annual vulnerability assessments, and provide regular employee training on cyber risks. Bollywood is fighting back against deepfakes, with stars approaching courts to protect their image in the age of AI. In the past year, at least half a dozen high-profile public figures have moved the courts to secure injunctions safeguarding their personality rights, with the Bachchans the latest to join are Anil Kapoor and Jackie Shroff, reports Mariam Faruqi. Mariam also has a piece on Trilok, India's first all-AI band. It is composing hits faster than humans and hitting the right note with brands. From Zomato to Boat, sponsors are tuning in to back this virtual sensation by creator Vijay Subramanian. Trilok has released about 7 songs in the last 60 days. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.